today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com as we launch here into the third hour of the program. The immigration issue has been popping up here on the program over the last three or so weeks on this Saturday edition of the show. And it's just people have been just kind of calling in and bringing it up. I've actually had it in my show prep as kind of a leading issue, but we've never really gotten to it just because the way the show works is you call in and talk about anything. And we started things out with a call tonight. But I'm glad it keeps coming up because I think it's really important. I think it's one of the most important issues facing Americans today because it's yet another group of people that have been demonized by the state. These are another group of people for the state to scapegoat, the immigrant or the so-called illegal immigrant. They are something that can be pointed to by people in the media as the source of all the problems, sort of like the Muslims have also been bad-mouthed in this way recently, and less recently drug dealers. You know, all these people are creating problems in America, and if we could just flush America of all these illegals, then things would be a lot better around here. And unfortunately, it's misdirection. It's certainly not the case that if tomorrow the so-called illegal immigrants are made to disappear from the face of the United States, the political situation would not
the politicians
improve.
And the bankers have still bankrupted your country.
Yes. So there's all that. But when you start to dig into the reasons why people are frightened of immigration or so-called illegal immigration, you can get into some just absolutely just nonsensical things right on their face.
Right. Leprosy. Mexicans are eating our dogs and transferring TB to our children.
Someone even actually called tonight and suggested that nonsense. There's no real evidence for it of which to speak. And then there's the stuff that's a little bit more difficult to address, like the protectionist issue. Of course, there's the whole welfare. They're taking our welfare thing, and we can point out that if there wasn't government welfare in the first place for them to take, then that wouldn't be an issue at all. So that's the solution there, is to not stop certain people from taking government welfare, but to end the government welfare program entirely so that helping other people can be handled by charitable organizations and clubs and groups that actually care about others. But then we get to what Will in South Carolina had called about, and Will is still with us, listening to WSC-FM. Will, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
And what you had gotten into on this whole immigrant issue is that you're concerned with competition for your job. You pointed out that you were living in Houston, was it?
Yeah, I don't mind competition. Competition's a healthy thing. Drives everybody to be better. But what really ticked me off about it was the sheer fact that, okay, they didn't even give me the opportunity to defend my job. Or to say, well, we're going to hire this new guy for this pay decrease. Well, you take it.
Right. So I see where you're coming from. You're saying on one hand that you appreciate competition, but on the other hand, you believe there should be limits to it?
Right.
Right. And so that's why I went to the question of how you feel about the minimum wage. And I didn't know what your politics were. That's why I'm just asking you a bunch of questions to find out here. I don't want to jump to any conclusions. So you told me that you actually support the minimum wage.
Yeah.
All right. So do you care that the minimum wage puts people out of jobs? If I could prove to you that it does, would you care about that?
A little, but at the same time, people need to be there needs to be a basis with somebody to be paid for.
Well, because otherwise, someone would work for a penny. Is that what you're saying?
Basically, that's what.
No, that's where economic ignorance comes into
would
play.
Would you
here.
Work for a penny, Will?
I'm sorry.
Would you work for a penny?
Oh, you. Yeah, if a penny was worth $10, sure.
Okay, if a penny was worth $10, but a penny isn't worth $10, so you wouldn't work for it, right?
Exactly.
Then it's not a problem.
Right. See, the people will work for what they're willing to work for, and employers will pay what they're willing to pay, and they will meet in the middle, and a price will be determined. So whether the person that comes in to replace your job is somebody who's from Mexico or from Italy or born next door to you but happens to be a decade younger, whether that person comes in and takes your – when that person comes in and takes your job, that's just the way the cookie crumbles, man. That's competition in the market. marketplace for that particular product or that entity of that job, which isn't yours. You don't own it. You have to compete with everybody else. And if there's a lot of people that are coming in to that particular sector of the job market, there's a large supply. So therefore, the wage will drop, and that's good too. There's also some good consequences from that. Besides the fact that you lost your job, that business owner might be able to reduce their prices a little bit and pass on some savings to some consumers. I know that's no consolation to you, Will, but what I'm pointing out to you here is if you're supporting protectionism, eventually you may end up sort of protecting yourself out of a job.
Right. Just give me one second. Speaking of jobs, I'm actually on my job.
Well, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I'll let you get back to work. But I do want to continue this discussion.
Sure. People never look at the unintended consequences. And every time the government – how can they look at the unintended consequences? They never even know where they come from. Every time the government raises the minimum wage, you will always see small business – stories in the newspaper about small businesses saying, you know, that's it. I can't hire any new people. I'm letting a few people go. Some of my employees are going to have to take cuts in their hours. I just can't do it. If minimum wage is such a great idea, why don't we just raise it to $20 an hour?
How about 100?
How about 50? 150? Why not? Let's just keep going. I mean, if it somehow creates good stuff, then fine. Well, the fact is, minimum wage puts people out of work that need jobs. People that for some reason or another aren't worth the $7 an hour or $5 an hour, depending on where you are, that people want to have as this base,
well,
this minimum.
The cynic would respond and say, well, now, Mark, I mean, you're saying these people aren't worth it. These are people. These are human beings.
Absolutely. I want them to get paid good money and get paid what they're worth. However, they never get the job. Do you understand? They're not getting the job. Not that they aren't getting paid what they're worth. They're not getting paid what they're worth because they're not getting the job. You got the guy who's in a wheelchair, who's ethnically disadvantaged and maybe a little slow. He might be able to sweep your parking lot for $2 an hour or something like that. That would give him some money to be able to spend to be so that he would he would have fulfilling work. Work is good for a man. However, a person, I should say. This guy isn't getting the job because it's illegal to employ him at $2 an hour.
So he gets zero instead.
He gets zero. He has to, live on the public dole, and it's bad for morale. It's difficult for people to live on welfare.
1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. So, yes, when you look at the minimum wage, every time it's raised, you see people on the margins, if you will, the people that the businesses that are just barely paying the bills go out of business, or they'll manage to stay in business by firing some employees because they can't afford to pay them all anymore. And I think that the people that support the minimum wage or raising the minimum wage or a living wage, I think they have this fantastic picture of a business owner as this wealthy fat cat with his pockets just overflowing with gold and and dollars just out every which way coming out of his pants pockets, as though he's just hoarding on to all of this money and is only doling out the barest of the bare minimums to his staff so he can buy another mansion next year.
Those are people that don't understand supply and demand. Certainly there are people that are compensated well for the risk that they've taken in the marketplace. However, they also are in competition with other people that are taking the same risks in the marketplace, and those people are willing to undercut their prices, so they have to compete on price. So they're not, they don't have an operation going where they have a whole bunch of money left over. I'm sure they're making more money than some of their employees. However, they're the ones that took the risk. They're the ones that own all the capital so that the business runs.
Right. And so if you've got an employer that is like take me, for example, I'm not an employer. I'm not going to go through whatever government steps are required to employ somebody just because I don't care. But if I wanted someone to come in here and answer the AMP phone lines, we've got some phone lines that run into our studio for our Free Talk Live amplifiers. And normally I'm the one answering them during the breaks and, screening those calls.
At some point, somebody's going to have to do that.
At some point, I'm going to need to hire somebody to do that. But I can tell you that I don't have a lot of money right now. Most of what comes in goes back into the show as far as promoting Free Talk Live and getting the show out
there. And it costs money to live.
It costs money to live, and it's radio. We don't make a whole lot of money in radio. I know it sounds glamorous, but we really don't.
I think Glenn Beck's making good money.
I might be able to afford to pay somebody $5 an hour, and that was the minimum wage 10 years ago, but not now. Now it's something like $7.25 or $7, and you know, if I can't afford to pay more than $5 an hour, then nobody gets hired. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling page turner, hailed by David Mooney, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to dropdeaddolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us and we love you.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves, Saturday edition, toll-free, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us, including the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're yours right there on the front page. You get them free at freetalklive.com.
If you have a company that needs needs to try something new in the area of collections. SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers, treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
So as we were pointing out, and we're going to go back to the calls here in a moment, but just to wrap up my thoughts and yours as well, Mark, on this whole protectionist conversation that we've been on, which started with somebody calling and complaining because they believe their job was stolen by some illegal immigrant, as though they, you know, I don't think he used that word, but a lot of people might. And you can't have your job stolen from you because it's not yours in the first place. It's the business owners, and they're allowing you to work at it. And I think everybody that has a job would like to believe that it'll still be there for them next week, but that's just a comfortable fantasy for people to engage in as they live out their lives. The fact is, your business that you're working for could go out of business tomorrow, and then you're not going to have a paycheck at the end of the week. So
I'm sure that'll be the illegal alien's fault, too, if your business goes out of, your employer goes out of business.
So the illegal aliens thing is just a scapegoat for people to blame, and it's just another anti-competitive protectionist measure banning people from coming here to restrict the job market, to keep wages artificially high from what they would normally do in a true free market where anybody could come in and compete for that job. And that competition is healthy. So he admits on one hand that competition is healthy, but on the other hand, he completely
supports.
Except
when they're competing
for his job.
Right. And that's how it goes. People love the idea of going to Walmart and getting lower prices every day because, well, Walmart's in competition with other stores and has done a very good job and has driven down prices. Okay, they like the low prices that competition brings into the marketplace, but they don't like the idea of
jobs going overseas.
Competition for their labor. And the fact is, our politicians have created a situation in this country where we're just not competitive on a worldwide scale anymore. We don't do manufacturing in this country
Been regulated out of business.
Absolutely.
And it's been another protectionist measure that has essentially, and that some of these conservative types are calling for. They're saying that we need to stop jobs from going out of this country. Well, you don't stop jobs from going out of the country by regulating and saying to businesses, no, sorry, you can't open up a factory in China. That's what some people are proposing, that, well, we can just create more regulations and prevent these businesses from leaving the country. Well, that's going to dramatically increase the prices that you'll have to pay, presuming they decide to continue doing business in this country, because they're lowering costs by going elsewhere, which means that you pay less when you go and buy things. So, yeah, if you're ready to pay $70 for what is now a $12 pair of shoes, then sure, keep all the shoe manufacturers right here in the United States. That'll be great for all those poor families that are barely able to put shoes on their kids' feet. So these are some of the unintended consequences of these protectionist measures. And the more protectionism you call for, the more you're going to have to pay. That's how it's going to be. So how much do you want to pay for the products and services that you buy?
Don't forget the regulators that have to go out there and make sure that people aren't importing things in the black market. When the taxes and regulations are high enough, people are going to bring things, sneak stuff across the border. How many, do we really need that? Do you really want border guards just stationed the whole line between Mexico and the United States and Canada, let's not forget that, bristling with people with guns, making sure that this country's safe and protected? Come on. That's not competition, it's not American, and it's not moral.
And that is the other side of this, and just to kind of bring it back around to the immigration issue, to stop people from immigrating here, you'd have to create a total police state. And they're well on the way to doing that. It's a police state now, but it'll become more so over time. If it's a real nasty police state, then immigrants will want to stay in the awful country that they are currently living in, because they already have a police state. Why would they want to move somewhere else where there's a police state that's specifically targeting people that happen to have their particular skin tone, if you will? So let's go back to your phone calls here. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We will go to Solaris in Montreal. You're on Free Talk Live. Solaris.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
I was thinking about what Fred was talking about. This is not necessarily happening with the immigration issue. Rather, it has to do with the gradual elimination of rights or whatever. I think anybody who's talking about it is a great example of how minarchism can't really work, because states are incentivized to grow. And when you're in a position or when you have a violent monopoly at your fingertips, you can take over any industry you want within within your domain. There is an interest to expand and grow power, partly for the power itself, and partly because you don't want anyone to compete with you. You don't want anyone to threaten this power that you are holding. And just as you guys were talking about how people hate competition when it's their own job on the line, states mm-hmm. states also hate anything that is going to compete with them. So states use their guns to solve that problem. And this is why the government takeover of schools is so important, because states need to impose their position and teach children that they are the legitimate moral authority. And to be moral is to obey. And that's why so many people are confused, like one of your last callers, about the relationship between law and morality.
Well said, Solaris. I appreciate the call tonight. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know, one more comment. There's just so much to say about protectionism. I'm getting lost in all of my different thought trains that are going off in different directions. But to suggest that there needs to be a minimum wage, to suggest that there need to be immigration controls, to restrict the job market, would be like me suggesting that we need a new government law that mandates that everybody take Free Talk Live on their radio station around the country. I mean, you know, it's really tough competing with all those other syndicated radio shows out there, and I think there are too many of them entering into the marketplace today, and it's hurting us, Mark. It's hurting the amount of affiliates we have, and that's hurting the amount of money that we can get brought in here.
We can, now that we're in the business here, we can lobby for a whole bunch of paperwork and a lot of fees for people to get into the business of being on talk radio.
We could set up a talk radio advisory board.
If they don't pay the fees and do all that stuff, but they get on they do the radio show anyway, we'll send men with guns to their houses and scoop them up and drag them away from their families. Yeah. That'd be really great, wouldn't it?
That would be the equivalent of arguing for a new minimum wage law or arguing for restricting immigration from our business perspective.
Because government regulation is great until it affects you and your family. If you want freedom for your life, you need to keep your nose out of other people's business.
As soon as you butt out from other people's business, then you might actually have a chance at freedom. But as long as you are wanting to control others, as long as you want to wield the power of the state at your behest and for your benefit, you will find out eventually that those who choose to control others will find themselves controlled. I hope that at some point you choose to let go of that control. 800-259-9231. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the ebook. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. hereswhatyoudo.net and start changing your life today.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely-On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now.
1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60 to 75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Saturday edition of the program. You dial in toll free. Still got a good 30 minutes left, or just a little less than that. But anyway, plenty of time for your calls. 800-259-9231. It is Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free. We've got a bulletin board system with over 450,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about, serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com, your place for trolls.
I want you to try this this vitamin that I've been taking for the last, I guess it's been about 3 or 4 weeks now. It's a chewable vitamin, and you can get a free week by just making a telephone call, 1-800-219-8874. I'll give it to you again. It's called,
you have to pay shipping?
You do. Okay. Shipping and handling. And it's called Choose for Health's Super Fruit Complex. It includes fruits and berries that have tremendous health-enhancing qualities, including goji, mangosteen, acai. I'm sure I'm not saying that right.
Well, go look it up then.
And nani fruit. I will, but
I know you're not saying it right.
Yeah, the pronunciations are difficult.
But I don't know how you pronounce it.
Yeah.
It's a tough one.
It doesn't change the fact that it's good for you.
Yeah.
Call 800-219-8874. It's orderchoose.com. 1-800-219-8874.
Also doesn't change the fact that the first week there is free, right?
Yes.
So orderchoose.com?
That's correct.
All right, more coming up.
You wouldn't get it free there. You'd have to go to the telephone number.
Oh, just the phone number.
Just the phone number.
All right. 800-259-9231 is our number. You can bring up anything, and we'll go to Robert's gone. Let's try Ken in New York. Ken, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey. Hello.
Hey, Ken. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey. I was wondering if you guys have heard, I don't know, I was listening to NPR today, and they were talking about the Swiss banking system and the new IRS invasion, I guess, of their secrets.
Weren't they holding out? I know I'd heard about how the U.S. government was trying to get them to turn over their bank account information, and that the Swiss government actually stepped in for their banks, which they're probably pretty tied in with the banks in the first place, but they basically said, hey, we don't want you to give out that information. We're going to protect that information. But then I had also heard that eventually that would be pushed aside. So where is that story today?
From what I had heard, is actually the Swiss government had stepped in against the IRS trying to claim that they should see the bank records. But
I hope it stays that way.
The bank has started actually shifting away from allowing U.S. investors anyway because they fear this type of oversight just creeping in.
Yeah, I wouldn't blame them for it.
And so I guess from what I've heard recently is Hillary Clinton has spoke with UBS officials and they've reached an agreement to release between 8,000 to 10,000 names attached to bank accounts.
That's unfortunate. You know, I was reading Harry Brown's Failsafe Investing a few years back, and Harry Brown, of course, was the 1996 and 2000 Libertarian Party presidential candidate, back when the Libertarian Party actually meant something. But I was reading his book, Failsafe Investing. It's a great little book. It's probably 100 pages. It's very small, easy to get through, and very easy to understand for somebody like me who is, while I may have some level of financial intelligence, I'm not a financial guru by any means. And so it was very useful for me. He recommended having a foreign bank account, but he also recommended having, you know, a stash of some gold and some other investments as well to diversify as much as possible. But the point of diversifying overseas was that it was just that much more difficult for the U.S. government people to get their hands on that money. And this book was written a long time ago. Obviously, the federal government has gotten its tentacles into more things ever since then. So you can't expect your money to be safe in a foreign bank account, not only because it could be stolen by the U.S. government eventually, but the local government there, wherever country it is you have the account, could very well come in and seize those funds too. And then there's even less you could do about something like that. So anytime you have a bank account, it's at risk. You just have to basically consider it at risk, even if you think that you're jumping through all of the hoops, even if you think you're a law-abiding citizen, like one of our earlier callers believed. That's sometimes when you'll get caught off guard, is if you think that you're doing everything by the book, and then they discover that you forgot to cross one T there and dot an I over there, and that you're in violation, sucker, we're freezing your accounts. So you really have to look at a bank account as a temporary solution, especially if you're somebody that cares about freedom and is operating outside of the system.
Okay. I also had another comment regarding that.
Sure.
Is that, from my understanding, and at least in the past, in order to look at an individual's bank account, the U.S. government needed to provide a warrant for suspicion or cause in order to look at that.
I'm sure they'd love you to believe that.
I'm saying maybe distant past.
Yeah.
But I'm sure what they're claiming at this point is that because of the secrecy of the Swiss banks, there's no name attached, so they can't file a warrant for that name they don't have access to. And that, to me, that seems to be their justification for just ignoring the Fourth Amendment entirely and international banking law.
They always have some sort of excuse. Usually they call it a necessity. That's typically a term that's used with the government people. They'll say it's necessary that we do this because of terrorism, you know, or immigrants or drug dealers. But it's necessary because of those three things that we get to just do whatever we want. Thanks for the call tonight. You're absolutely right about that. 800-259-9231. That's the doctrine of necessity or something like that. It basically is a legal concept that says, well, if we just say it's necessary, then we don't need all those other rules.
Right, and it's the, you know, we're told time and again that it's a nation of laws, and it's not.
So what happens when the government runs out of money? Birmingham, Alabama might be finding out, at least to some extent. According to the Associated Press, as a government shutdown loomed, residents of Alabama's most populous county, a story from today, by the way, lined up Friday to renew their car registrations and settle their tax bills. By Monday, at least a quarter of the county's 3,600 employees will be on unpaid leave, and many county offices will be closed or cutting back hours. The county with 640,000 residents, it's pretty big, has been on the brink of filing the nation's largest municipal bankruptcy for the past year due to a sewer bond fiasco that remains unresolved. Then things got worse. A judge ruled the county's occupational tax is illegal, and courts refused to let the county spend the revenue from it while the officials appeal. Long lines formed at the Jefferson County Courthouse and satellite offices on Friday. Some anticipated the long waits and brought lawn chairs. Retired attorney said, this is disgraceful and is only going to get worse. He got in line at 7:30 in the morning and waited more than 2 hours to renew a car tag. At least 900 county workers will be furloughed beginning Monday, a number that could grow if the situation isn't resolved. So they say that there are satellite courthouses where residents can buy tags and licenses and pay taxes without having to go to the downtown site are closing, and offices at the main courthouse downtown are trimming hours. A note taped on the door of the county tax collector's office said it was reducing hours and not opening until 10 a.m. So you have to wonder, why are people lining up to renew their car registrations and settle tax bills? I have a suggestion.
Well, because the government's sending out these bills and wants their money as quickly as possible, right?
Well, what I would suggest here is that the reason you've got a bunch of people lining up to pay is because they are seeing that this is going to happen. They're seeing that, I mean, odds are the service is probably crap already and it's slow going at any of these government offices because that's just how government is. They have no incentive to do anything quickly. And so odds are things are slow already, but now people are seeing, oh, crap. The government's going to shut down, and we don't know for how long. Usually it only lasts like a week, but who knows? We're entering into some unknown territory in this country, so anything could happen. And so people are kind of getting tweaked out by that because they know that if the government office is closed and they have a due date on a car renewal car registration renewal or a property tax bill, so if their due date is next week and they're expecting the government office to not be open at that time, then they know that if they don't pay during that week, even though it was next to impossible to actually go and pay, once the government decides to get the gears rolling again at full speed, they'll be owing late fees. They'll be liable for not having gone through whatever hoops are necessary to pay that bill. So, you know, the government does want your money, and so they try to make it easier in some cases to take it from you. That's why they have all these satellite offices. But they're saying now, hey, we can't afford to pay these bureaucrats. How about everyone in Birmingham comes to the downtown office, but only during our restricted hours, and pays all of the things that we're demanding from them? Oh, that's so you're going to have to take a whole day off to wait in the lines? Well, hey, you love government, don't you? I mean, that's what you voted for. Here we are. Come on down. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, and so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Don't forget to shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Entering through that link will result in a percentage of your purchase going to Free Talk Live. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. So it looks like Birmingham, I think it's, what's the name of the county? And I think I closed the story. Anyway, Birmingham in Alabama, whatever that county is, Jackson County or something.
I thought it was Birmingham.
No, it's not Birmingham, but they're shutting down the government. A good fourth of the government will be shutting down next week due to some sort of budgetary issue. I don't really understand the ins and outs of how all that stuff works, but sometimes...
I do. They're not allowed to print money just like the United States government is.
Ew.
You see, state governments have to operate with Federal Reserve notes, and they have to get it by extorting their populace, you know, in the good old-fashioned way, with threats of taking their houses away and or throwing them in jail. The federal government, on the other hand, they do that too, but they have the advantage of having the printing press.
Right, but there's more budgetary stuff going on behind the scenes, some sort of bond that failed and whatever. Whatever the reasoning is, the government will be shutting down and making life, as far as for those who want to go and do their business with the state, that is pay taxes and things like that, much more difficult. So people anticipating this change decided to line up today to try to get a jump on the shutdown, to try to go to the satellite offices where they can pay taxes and pay them early, but everybody was apparently thinking the same thing, so people were waiting for hours in line just to get something done that normally would be somewhat inconvenient. Now it's far more inconvenient. So it'll be interesting to see what people are saying about this in Birmingham. Do they really need the government to enjoy their lives? Do they really need the government to feel safe, to stay safe? Of course, they are pointing out that the cops will still be on duty, but they are warning that as time goes on, if the budget crisis deepens, that may change too.
Well, this is always the threat because the things that government offers that people want to see out there, the ones that they're really scared of losing, are roads, cops, courts. All the rest of that crap, those bureaucrats, we don't want them. Please take them back.
Yeah, I hope that they don't start up again.
If the government would just stay with those things, I don't think people would be talking here. We wouldn't be doing this show.
I'd probably be repairing computers for a living or something like that.
Right, because no one would listen to us. We would be talking about the tyranny of cops, courts, and roads. Come on.
Or of 1% tax or something like that, right? So there you have it. Government will shut down next week, and hopefully we'll be able to keep an eye on things and see how things go, because whenever governments shut down, there's always a bunch of hullabaloo about how awful things will be. Oh, our rest areas won't be operated anymore, or whatever. And everybody seems to get through it okay. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to Tom in South Carolina. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Yeah, I'm first-time caller. I've been listening, and I'm surprised I actually got connected. I tried a couple times, and I guess I called late. Anyway, on the immigration thing.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, we're all immigrants, except for the Native Americans, but...
I bet they're pretty pissed about their immigration policy, huh?
Yeah. Manifest destiny, and I don't want to get into that part. But anyway, I think what a lot of people have a problem with is, you know, we started out, we got a good thing, and we made some regulations about, we welcome everybody, but some people just don't want to go through the regulations from years ago. These regulations have been there, come on in, but I guess, it comes down to, you want to protect what we got. If we open up, open the borders, just let everybody in, it's going to create, I think that's what people are scared of is, a lot of immigrants come in, they're not paying their taxes, they're getting paid in cash, they're getting paid. I know you're
talking
about.
Aren't you just jealous? I mean, isn't that jealousy?
I understand that.
But isn't there a little bit of jealousy there? Like, they're not paying taxes.
Some of them actually are paying taxes, and they can't go back and get their refunds because they're using fake Social Security numbers. You know those people that buy the Social Security numbers at the
black market?
Yeah, well, the flea markets and things like that. Well, I mean, if you're using a Social Security number, you're getting taxes taken out of your check. If you're getting taxes taken out and that isn't your Social Security number, you're not getting any money back.
Well, okay, how about this? And here's a question for you, Tom. If you could get away, let's say the federal government just goes away tomorrow. If you could have the federal government disappear and no longer have to pay taxes to them yourself, then would you feel so bad about other people being able to come here and also not pay taxes? Would you have that jealousy factor still? Would there be something else that you would be scared of?
No, I'm not scared of it. I'm talking about the overall outlook of the economy, the basic. People, the Americans that live here, they're fearing that the immigrants are coming in, they're working under the table, they're getting paid for cash, they're sending their money back to their kids and whoever they left
for them. Thank goodness for those folks.
They're coming in, they're taking advantage, and then they're hauling, they're going back. I think that's what the phobia is.
You know, that taking advantage is really painting with an unfair brush. They're coming in and they're doing work and they're getting rewarded.
Plenty of them are taking advantage. And what we have a public school problem and we have a welfare problem. We don't have an immigration problem.
Well, he didn't mention welfare. He talked about coming in working under the table.
Taking advantage.
He said they're coming in working under the table and taking advantage. If he meant by that welfare.
Yes, sir. I'm originally from New Jersey. There was a town in New Jersey where the mayor did away with welfare. If you're on welfare, he said, the hell with it. We're going to put you to work. You might paint the monuments. You might clean up grass. The federal government took him to court and said, no, you can't do that. They have a right to get welfare.
Yeah, well, I've got a real problem with the feds.
Yeah, and that's part of the problem. But my question is, I think the phobia of the people that live in this country, which a lot of Americans don't want to leave the country. We got a hell of a lot of people that want to come here.
And the phobia is there because of ignorance. The phobia, no, I agree with you. The phobia exists, but it's there because of ignorance, because people don't understand that in a free market, which we don't have in this country, but ideally we should, in a free marketplace, it's my understanding that there are always more jobs than there are people to fill them. And so there's this constant need for more people to come and work. And in that case, there's nothing wrong with having people come in here, because as I pointed out earlier, new people create new demand as well as new supply. So for all those new people that come in, there are more jobs created. And again, the economy balances out to where there's still a need for more work. There's always a need for more in a free market world. And so there's nothing really to be afraid of, with the exception of the coercion of the state. As you're saying, Mark, these welfare programs are encouraging people to be listless and lazy and all of the things that welfare programs have historically done. And that's happening with people that were born here or people that were born on another plot of land. The welfare program is what's dangerous, not the people coming here. Does that make sense?
No. My point is, the phobia is all our the taxpayers, me, you, everybody. We went through the system. We're paying through. We fill out our taxes every year.
Not
we
me.
Pay sometimes enormous amounts, and we get really aggravated with it. But we
so
do.
Stop.
Right. I'm
and
scared to death
I
of the federal
the phobia
government.
Is people sneaking into the country. They're not doing what
so it's
hell,
jealousy,
we've been
then.
Made to do.
Right.
That's
so
my point. That's
so
my
you're
point.
Jealous of the fact that people
he's
are able to...
He's not saying he is. He's saying that's what he thinks
Americans,
people
whatever. So those people who have that phobia, whether you have it or not, I don't know. But those people who have that phobia, it's not a phobia. It's a jealousy. It's a Stockholm syndrome. It's a version, a variant, if you will, of Stockholm syndrome, where when you're held by terrorists, this is what Stockholm syndrome is, people that are held by terrorists will eventually come to identify with the terrorists and believe that they're doing something good. And it's kind of also a cycle of abuse issue where I'm sure people have heard that, you know, daddy beats their kids and the kids grow up to beat their kids. And that tends to be what happens, though. Certainly people can break that cycle. But that's what you're talking about is Americans. And we've heard this before on the show where people will complain about people who don't pay taxes. I say people that don't pay taxes are heroic. I think that people who don't pay taxes are courageous and they should be looked up to instead of spat upon and looked down upon. They are, I think, people that they're people that people should look up to as an inspiration, not something to get angry at, not something as a target of vitriol and hate, but to embrace and to say, wow, how'd you do that? Let's join in. Let's all not pay taxes, and then we can be free.
George Washington, Ben Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, all these men were tax protesters.
There you go. So thank you, Tom, for the call tonight. I definitely appreciate hearing from you, and I think this is a mindset that is very dangerous. This mindset of, well, I've been abused, so everyone else should be abused. Stop it. How about you be compassionate and say, well, yeah, I was abused and it sucked, and I don't ever want anyone to ever have to go through that again. And I'll do whatever it takes to stop this abuse in the future. Even though I've already gone through it, I don't think anyone else should. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
See you Monday night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com, or you can just keep advocating for us on your neighbors and see what happens.
If you have hair or skin problems, are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.